This is CPX number 5, Creed 1.1, Catechism of Pope St. Pius X, question number 1 through 9, on God the Father Almighty and the Blessed Trinity. The first article of the Creed, God the Father Almighty, question number 1, what does the first article of the Creed, I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, teach us? Answer, here in the Catechism, the first article of the Creed teaches us that there is one God and only one, that He is omnipotent and has created heaven and earth and all things contained in them, that is to say, the whole universe. Question number 2, how do we know that there is a God? Answer, we know that there is a God because reason proves it and faith confirms it. Question number 3, why do we call God the Father? Answer, we call God the Father because by nature He is the Father of the second person of the Blessed Trinity, that is to say, of the Son begotten of Him, because God is the Father of all men whom He has created and whom He preserves and governs. Finally, because by grace He is the Father of all good Christians who are hence called the adopted sons of God. Number 4, why is the Father the first person of the Blessed Trinity? Answer, the Father is the first person of the Blessed Trinity because He does not proceed from any other person, but is the principle of the other two persons, that is, of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Number 5, what is meant by the word omnipotent? The word omnipotent means that God can do all that He wills. Question number 6, God can neither sin nor die. How then do we say that He can do all things? Answer, though He can neither sin nor die, we say God can do all things because to be able to sin or die is not an effect of power, but of weakness, which cannot exist in God who is most perfect. Question number 7, what is meant by the words creator of heaven and earth? Answer, to create means to make out of nothing. Hence, God is called the creator of heaven and of earth because He made heaven and earth and all things contained therein, that is, the whole universe, out of nothing. Question number 8, was the world created by the Father alone? Answer, the world was created by all the three divine persons because whatever one person does with regard to creatures is done by the other two persons in one and the selfsame act. Question number 9, why then is creation specially attributed to the Father? Answer, creation is especially attributed to the Father because creation is a work of divine omnipotence, which is especially attributed to the Father, just as wisdom is attributed to the Son and goodness to the Holy Ghost, though all three persons possess the same omnipotence, wisdom, and goodness. That ends the words of Pope St. Pius X in the Catechism of Pope St. Pius X. Get this if you can. It's only $8 or free on Kindle. You might notice I have these gaming headphones on here. Maybe leave comments in YouTube to let me know if there's actually a better sound. I'm also going to try out a microphone a friend gave me called a Yeti. Today I'm going to talk about the Trinity, which is pretty much the hardest topic to talk about. We Christians believe there is only one God, but God waited several thousand years to reveal to men and women that He is one God in three divine persons. Now, by persons, I think most of you know, we don't mean human persons, but divine persons, invisible and infinite. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I'll use Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost interchangeably. Now, one of those three, God the Son, 2,000 years ago, assumed a human body that He Himself created and a human soul that He created, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God the Son. God the Son became Jesus Christ. But before Jesus Christ was born, He existed as God the Son. So again, there's one God, three divine persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, God the Holy Spirit. So what does it mean to say three persons and one God? Well, it's so easy to let our minds slip into thinking that there's three gods. There's not. Muslims often accuse Christians of believing that there's three gods. Now, there's a lot of analogies out there. This hurts me to say as an Irishman. I don't really like the shamrock analogy. It can kind of fall into Sabellianism and these other heresies. I think the least bad analogy is the one of the flame, the one of the fire. And so, I don't know if you can see this here. I'm going to use a prop. You can't probably see this if you're actually listening on the podcast, but if you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, notice that there is one fire right here. Okay? There is light, there is flame, there is heat. there's just one fire. The flame is analogous to God the Father. The light is analogous to God the Son. The heat is analogous to God the Holy Spirit. Now, the light is not the flame. The flame is not the heat. The heat is not the light. But in the one fire, you cannot have the light without the flame without the heat, or the heat without the light. So as Pope St. Pius X said, God the Father is the first person of the Trinity who is known as the principle of the other two persons, God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. So in God, there are two internal divine processions. The Son proceeds from the Father by way of generation, but remember that generation is not in time but in eternity, so that doesn't mean the Father existed before the Son. They are both eternal. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son by way of spiration, but that also doesn't mean the Holy Spirit came last. Of course, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are all eternally God and eternally infinite. So the one I want to look at from Pope St. Pius X in that catechism that I just read you is number 8 and number 9. So let me repeat just a few words from Pius X again. Quote, the world was created by all the three divine persons because whatever one person does with regard to creatures is done by the other two persons in one and the selfsame act. Creation is especially attributed to the Father because creation is a work of divine omnipotence, which is specially attributed to the Father, just as wisdom is attributed to the Son and goodness to the Holy Spirit, though all three persons possess the same omnipotence, wisdom, and goodness. So what the Pope is saying there is that doesn't mean that only God the Father created the world or that only the Holy Spirit showed up at Pentecost. Of course, all three did all of these at every age of the Church. It also doesn't mean that God the Father is more omnipotent than God the Holy Spirit, or that God the Holy Spirit has more goodness than God the Son. It just means that we especially attribute certain acts and qualities to different persons of the Trinity. So just remember those two words, especially attribute. Ludwig Ott uses the word ad extra to mean outside, not the internal processions of the Trinity, to say that, quote, all the ad extra activities of God, that's all the outside activities of God, not the internal processions we were just talking about, all the outside activities of God are common to the three persons. Now, this means that every action outside the divine nature is a work of the whole, but each age or act may reveal what is especially particular to a divine person. So all three persons are creator, but there are certain appropriations between each person indeed. So again, remember that creation is especially attributed to the Father because creation is a work of divine omnipotence. But obviously, God the Son was present and working in creation, and God the Holy Spirit has just as much divine omnipotence as God the Father. But let's remember especially the unity of the internal, as we look at the internal processions of the Trinity, even as we humans can only see the external processions, we have to remember the unity of the Trinity. St. Maximus the Confessor says, quote, the whole of the Father and the whole of the Holy Spirit were present essentially and perfectly in the whole of the incarnate Son, close quote. That's St. Maximus the Confessor on the Lord's Prayer. So notice, even when Jesus of Nazareth was walking the planet, listen to how St. Maximus the Confessor describes this. The whole of the Father and the whole of the Holy Spirit were present essentially and perfectly in the whole of the incarnate Son, close quote. But of course, only God the Son became incarnate, Jesus Christ. Now, one reason the prayer series called VLX, the other series on this, and you can find these in different playlists on Padre Peregrino on YouTube. There's the VLX playlist and the CPX playlist if you just want to listen to one or catch up on one and then do the other. But the reason the prayer is so important is that I believe that to unify the Trinity in our minds, as the Trinity truly is one in real life, prayer is a huge part of this. St. Teresa of Avila says, the soul understands as a most profound truth that all three persons are one substance and one power and one knowledge and one God alone. That's St. Teresa of Avila on the spiritual marriage, Into Your Castle, chapter 7. But let's look again at the internal processions of the Trinity. Now, all Russian Orthodox out there and all Catholics of the Eastern churches would agree with us Roman Catholics that the Son proceeds from the Father. But where we Roman Catholics say that the Holy Spirit is spirated by the Father and the Son, it is the Russian Orthodox and Byzantine Catholics that would say the Holy Spirit proceeds only from the Father. Now, it's not my intention to ignite a filioque debate with any Eastern Catholics watching, but I will say that it's my understanding that the last of the Eastern Fathers, the last of the Greek Fathers, St. John Damascene, said that, well, I'm just going to read you his quote. Quote, "I say that God is always Father since he has always his word," capital W word, "since he has always his word coming from himself and through his word having a spirit issuing from him." That's from Dialogos Contra Manichaeos. That's in the Greek Fathers, number 94. Okay, what did all of that mean? That's an Eastern Greek father saying that at least you have to believe the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father through the Son. The Son is involved there. If you look at the Greek, it's right there. Dia tu logo autu. That means through his being the Father, through his logos. Okay, so dia is a key word there, that even a church father uses that word through. Now, we Westerners believe the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. Easterners, at least before the 9th century, believe the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father through the Son. But I think we in the West have some very great scripture passages to support the filioque, like Galatians 4:6. God sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts. God sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts. So Eastern Catholics can debate it out in the comm box of YouTube, but I have a close family member who's Byzantine, so I'm not going to be isolating Eastern Catholics on this series. Stick with me on the CPX and the VLX series. I have a very deep love for the 23 Eastern churches that were, well, always smart enough not to change their liturgy or doctrine like we tried in the West. I will link that St. John Damascene quote on an EWTN link at the first, one of the first comments on the YouTube of this version. You might be watching this on Facebook or Twitter, so go to the YouTube if you want to jump into that debate. But I think we'll close this today on a unifying note. I really believe St. Maximus the Confessor, who I mentioned earlier, is a very unifying saint because he fought all these Christological heresies in the 7th century. He was a 7th century Greek father, but very, very loyal to Rome. He had a Greek heart, but a Roman brain. And he defended that Christ was one divine person with two natures and two wills in the 7th century. So as kind of a bridge between East and West, I will close with a quote from him. This is from Clement 44. St. Maximus the Confessor says, quote, "Indeed, the Father was not himself incarnate, but he was united to the incarnation of the Son, and the Spirit was wholly in the Son, without indeed being incarnate with him, but acting in complete unity with him in his mysterious incarnation," close quote. Okay, and then finally, this is the second to last time I'll say this, but these will not be on Census Fidelium. It turns out I can't upload these to Census Fidelium, even though Steve gave me his password, and Padre Pio Grino, because that will actually get him dinged for his monetization. So these will only be on Padre Pio Grino. He might be uploading these to a playlist. So make sure to subscribe to Padre Pio Grino on YouTube or Apple Podcasts. And if you're watching this on Facebook or Twitter and want to see the first instructional videos, make sure to do the same. Please share these videos and podcasts, and please pray for my apostolate, and have your family pray for me too. God bless you.